Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel presents the Lametes Malachos. The purpose, of course, of the Mishnah is not to explain all the Prote HaMitzvah of each and every one of the Malachos, but simply to present what exactly is the Av Malacha. And Tosus immediately is bothered by the following. If I were to ask you, what exactly is the Shear of a given Malacha, and whether it's appropriate for the Mishnah to include the Shear, probably would have told me not necessarily. That is considered to be part of the details of a given malacha. That we'll get to as we learn the Masechta. But it will be somewhat surprising that this Mishnah should present the shear of each and every malacha. So Tosus is bothered that when it comes to the vast majority of cases, that certainly is true. No shear is mentioned. But Ad Lametes Malachos, the Mishnah in five cases, does indeed mention the shear. And Tosus raises simply the following issue that Sarach Lafarish, that Lama Pirish Khan, why is it when it comes to Batinirim, when it comes to Posea and Oreg, Tofer, Kosei, that a Shear is mentioned? Tfemi Bashan, when it comes to other cases, that really is not true. So somewhat surprising that the Mishnah would mention a Shear at all. And if it would do so, one would think it should do so consistently. Why is it that the Shear is mentioned in a handful of cases, but in others it is not? And maybe that gives rise to a very, very basic question. What exactly is the role of the Shear when it comes to Melech HaShabbos? And maybe a very, very broad question. How indeed do you understand Shi'urei Torah B'chol HaTorah Kula? Now, there is a Gemara Erev and Daf Daled that tells us that typically Shi'urei are Hilchos. A Shear is Halacha Moshe Misinai. How do you know a Kazayis, a Kabetsa, perhaps even a Koseves? The Gemara says, you know, that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But is that always the case, that each and every Shear is considered to be that which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Or perhaps maybe one could argue, when you understand the nature of a given Malacha, so therefore that itself lends itself to a particular Shear. When you look in the Gemara Andaf Ayin Dalid, that's a Sugi Mirtz Hashem will get to of Borer. The Gemara quotes a very difficult brisa, that Borer sometimes is mutar l'chatchila, sometimes Borer is an iser daraisa. And the brisa doesn't exactly tell us when is Borer allowed, when is Borer forbidden, five different days in Amorayim explaining the brisa. So among them is the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the following, it all depends. If you're dealing with a small amount of pachos mikashir, then borer v'ochel, borer maniach, borer is mutter. But if you're dealing with a shear, so then no, imbirer chayuchata. So it all depends on the amount. A small amount is mutter l'chadchila. A larger amount, that is considered to be nisadaraisa, with a chiyuvav, kare, skila, and chatas. The Gemara objects that maskev Rabbi Yosef, is that really true? You mean to argue when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, as long as it's less than the requisite shear, that's mutar l'chatchila? Is that really the case? V'chi mutar lafos pachos mikashir. You can really cook as long as you see to it that the ochel is pachos mikashir? Absolutely not. And therefore, Rav Yosef rejects this possibility of Chisda that borer is mutar l'chatchila as long as it is pachos mikashir. All you find in the Gemara black and white is that to do a malacha pachos mikashir on Shabbos is forbidden. But if I were to ask you, is this an issa d'araisa or is this an issa d'rabanan? That's somewhat unclear. So Rashi is explicit. Rashi Shabbos daf ayin dalet amud aleph. Rashi writes, this is an issa d'araisa. Just as when it comes, for example, to isuri achila, the Torah tells us if you eat a kazayis of chaylev, you're chayiv kares, a kazayis of nevela, there's malchus d'araisa. Does that mean I can have the smallest amount? Pachos mikashir is also when it comes to the chaylev, when it comes to nevela. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Yuma daf ayin dalet amud aleph. Reish Lakish says, chatzi shir is nisad rabbanan. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is forbidden min haTorah. What is the basis of the isser of chatzi shir of Yochanan? That Gemara Yuma daf ayin dalet amud aleph has two different makoros. One is the pasuk. The pasuk says, kol chaylev. Kol is the rabbos chatzi shir. Kol to be interpreted as any amount. In order to have an onesh, in order to be chayiv kares for chaylev, you require a kazayis. But pachos mikashir is asr. That's what the Torah says, kol chelin. And then the Gemara mentions a svara, kev and a chaz elitz derufe, isura ka'achil. You know what? All you're doing is taking one bite. But you know what? If you take another bite, you're going to cross the line. And that's going to result in violating the full-blown isser with an onish daraisa. So chatzi shir is forbidden because of chaz elitz derufe. So a person will ask you, why typically? B'chola Torah kula is chatzi shir forbidden. You'll tell me, ooh, there's a pasuk of kochele. There also is a svar of cave in the chaz elitz derufe, isura ka'achim. The context of the Gemara is isurei achila. Isurei achila. When the Torah says you cannot eat, there is an isur daraisa tit even pachos mikashir. The Gemara is referring to the case of chelev, and the context of the Gemara is achila on Yom Kippur. You're chayiv karis if you eat on Yom Kippur, but there is a shir. The shir is a koseves, but eating pachos mikoseves in Yom Kippurim is indeed an isur daraisa. Does that extend to other cases beyond isurei chila? Why would I limit it to isurei achila? You know, the Chacham Tzvi writes in Simen Pei Vav, I'll give you a couple of compelling reasons. Reason number one is, well, look, if you're dealing with the pasuk of kol chelev, the context of the pasuk is machalos asuros. But how do you know that it applies to other cases? Or I'll give you the following svara. Achila, by definition, is a tziruf of pachos mikashir. When I say that you must eat, when I say you can't eat, eat a kazayis of matzah, or you're not allowed to eat a kazayis of nevela. What does that mean? It means, you know, I can't take a bite, and if it culminates in a kazayis token, achilas pras, that is considered to be achila. The act of eating is incremental. The act of eating is not to necessarily eat a kazayis or a koseves at once, but rather small increments that combine. Achila, by definition, is a combination of. And therefore, it makes sense that even pachos mikashir is meaningful when it comes to isuri achila. However, if you're dealing with non-isuri achila, how do you know that chatzi shir even should be asur? That's the Rav Chacham Tzvi. Ooh, the Prima Gadim points out from Psicha Kaleles, but that's against Rashi. Rashi Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet, because Rashi writes that even when it comes to Melech Shabbos, there is an isur of chatzi shir, that you're not allowed to go ahead and to do an act of borer, even if you're dealing with a very small quantity. And why exactly is it asur? Oh, Rashi cites Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, because chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. So you see, according to Rashi Shita, that chatzi shir is not only true when it comes to isuri achila, but chatzi shir even applies when it comes to Melech Shabbos. And when Rabbi Yosef rejected Rabbi Yisrael and said, "V'chi mutar lachos pachos mikashir," he meant it really is an iser daraisa. So this is a stunning sheet of Rashi, that chatzi shir is forbidden min haTorah. If you look in the Hagos Ashrei, here in our Perek, Perek Zayin, and Simon Yud Aleph in the Rosh, Hagos Ashrei makes a similar comment as well. Hagos Ashrei makes the statement on a Mishnah later, and Daf Ayin Vav. There the Mishnah is discussing shiurim when it comes to hotza, when it comes to hotza. And if a person were to ask you, what exactly is the shiur of hotza? You know what the answer is? Not so simple. It really depends. It depends. You know, it depends what you are carrying. What you are carrying. The shiur of A is not exactly the same as the shiur of B. And the Mishnah just lists cases, no? Lists cases. Well, if you're carrying animal fodder, and you know what? This normally is eaten by a para. You know what the shear is going to be? Malopi hapara. If you're dealing with something that normally is given to the gedi, in such a case, malopi hagedi. And therefore, the Mishnah just rattles off very assuring when it comes to different types of food. And what if it's machal adam? Is something that you and I would eat? Oh, then the shear is considered to be a kibrovis. So the Mishnah lists many, many different shiurim. If it's animal fodder, it really depends on how it is designated. Who would use this? If you're dealing with machal adam, then the shear is considered to be a kagrogres. So Gos Hashem makes the following comment that realize that's true when it comes to kares, skila, chatas, but even less than that is forbidden because chatzi shear is asur min haTorah. So that how goes Shri Zayin Yud Aleph. Oh, like Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalet, the Chatzi Shir is us when it comes to Melech Shabbos. But I'll tell you an important diuk in Hagos Hashri, something a little bit troubling. That Mishnah, Daf Ayin Vav, lists five cases of different types of ochel. And this is the Shir. Melo Pi Agdi, Melo Pi Apara. Okay. Adam, ooh. And Hagos Hashri writes, I want you to know the following. When it comes to the shear of a kagrogris of machal adam, chatzi shear is asaminator. You know, why does Dagos Hashri tell you that chiddush in such a way? I would have just simply said the following. The Mishnah has a whole list of shiurim, and just very simply, in each and every case, chatzi shear is asa. The Mishnah lists case after case after case. And the Hagos Hashri writes, that's an important diuk. Oh, in Grogris, you know what? Chatzi shir zasim natar. You get the impression almost that in Kegrogris, yes, but not in the other cases that you find in the Mishnah. If the Hagos Hashri just simply wanted to tell you that chatzi shir is aser, so that would have been one simple line. Even though the Mishnah has many different shiurim, realize that kachos mikashir is forbidden min hatara. But the Hagos Hashri picks on one case. Why exactly is that true? So on the one hand, it's like Rosh Hashanah, the Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah, but that's an important deal, that somehow he mentions it in one case where it should be true in each and every case. Okay. But Chatzi Shir as an issue. When you look in the Rambam, I'll tell you Poshuk Shah, the Rambam Perek Yudbeis, the Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam seems to indicate in discussion of Melacha Hotzah, the Chatzi Shir is Potter. And the Rambam writes that Potter is Nisid Rabbana. It sounds very much in the Rambam against the Shita of Rashi, against the Shita of Hagos Hashri. Okay, but Rashi Shita, Chatzi Shir is considered to be Nisid Daraisa. But you know what's troubling? There's a Tosefta which is explicitly against this. This Tosefta is not found in Masech HaShabbos, but Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis of Masech HaSbeitza. There, the Tosefta is explicit. A person goes ahead, and he's orei chut echad. He goes ahead and sews a single stitch. A person writes a single letter, kosev os achas. The Tosefta quotes the shita of the Chachamim, eina ella mishum shvus. That is an Issur Rabbanan. It's mefurish in Tosefta. You write a single letter, you stitch a single stitch. In such a case, it's an Isser Drabbanan. That's explicit in Tosefta. Yet Rashi writes that Chatzi Shir Melech HaShabbos is an Isser Daraisa. Hagos Hashri writes this Chiddush, okay, he tempers it, but Chatzi Shir is an Isser Daraisa. It's Mufurish in Tosefta, but that's not true. So I will tell you that really is a Tzarechim Godol, that how can Rashi argue? Chatzi Shir is forbidden me Daraisa. When it's explicit in Tosefta, that certainly is not true. So as a possibility, I would just cite, just as an example, as a model, something which is fairly obvious, but it's in the Iri and Daf Gimel, the very beginning of the Masechta. When you learn the opening sugyas of Hotzah, in order to be chayiv midarais in Hotzah, you know, a person does an Akira, he does a Shin Rishus, he does Anach. Okay, multiple stages. To violate this Sederaisa of Hotzah. What happens if a person does an Akira without doing a Hanacha? An Akira without a Hanacha. It's clear that, you know, at times that will be an Sederaisa. It won't be an Sederaisa, an Issur Rabbanan, not a Malacha. It's not an Issur of Chatzi Shir. To do an Akira without a Hanacha, that already is the Ha'ara of the Me'iri. Why shouldn't I argue that I did half of the Malacha? An Akira without a Hanacha, that should be also because of Chatzi Shir. And you never find that that's true. The Akira, you really mean to assume that according to Rashi, an Akira without a Hanacha is forbidden midaraisa because of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah? That certainly is not the case. So if someone were to ask you that question, well, how is that different then? You'll tell me, how is it different? That's worlds apart. Chatzi Shir means the following, that the Malacha was done in its entirety. What is lacking is simply the shear of the malacha. I went ahead and I carried. I did an akira, shear, shus, and hanacha, but the chetz, The chetz, it was pachos, make a grogress, if it's ma'achal adam. If I do an akir without a hanacha, the Miri writes, that's not called chatzi shir, that's called a chatzi malacha. A chatzi malacha. Chatzi malacha is not forbidden min ha-Torah. Sometimes you'll have gzeros on a chatzi malacha. Don't begin because you may end up. But no one is going to argue that a chatzi malacha is forbidden min ha-Torah. You know, so that's an obvious example. Akira b'li hanacha, that's considered to be a case of a chatzi malacha. Something a little bit more subtle I will tell you is the following, Shabbos Kufnun Gimel. Let's assume a person carries something in Rosh Hashanah, as an example. But you know what? Instead of carrying it, Dalamos Rosh Hashanah, Anissa Daraisa, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Salivav, he carries it two amos, two out of four amos. Is that Chatzi Shir? Is that Chatzi Malacha? They're also very difficult to assume it's Nisra Chatzi Shir, because it's Mufurish in that Gemara. Kufnun Gimel, that Pachos Mi Dal Ramos and Rosh Hashanah is not in Issa D'Oraisa at all. Akir and Hanacha, I get. You know, you're doing half a Malacha. Oh, maybe the same could be argued when it comes to even Mar Ramos Rosh Hashanah. Let me ask you the following. When it comes to the Shiurim of the Lamites Malachos, and maybe more specifically, the shiurim that you find in our Mishnah, what exactly is the role of the shiur? So I'll tell you the following. You know, it really depends. Sometimes, I'll tell you that the shiur is ilchusa. I could have envisioned many, many different shiurim. Many different shiurim. If I'm going to ask you, what is a shiur borim? Okay, the answer is going to be a kagrogres. You know what's very unclear in all of Shas? A kagrogres of what? A kagrogres of what? I think you find all deis in Rishonim. A kagrogres of ochel, a kagrogres of solas, a kagrogres of the combination of ochel and solas. But the shir is a kagrogres. If I were to suggest that maybe the shir bor is a kazayis, or maybe the shir bor is a kabeya, okay, you know, I'd be wrong. But it wouldn't be absurd to make that suggestion. It's ilchus, it's halacha moshe misina. But I'll tell you the following. What is the shir? Let's start with Tosas' first case. Shtei batei nirin. Shtei batei nirin. You know, one of the malachas on Shabbos is to set up the loom. So, in order to sew, you know, we have vertical and horizontal threads. So, of course, you have to have a base near for the vertical threads. You have to have a base near for the horizontal threads. If I were to ask you, that what is the shir of batei nirin? Isn't it obvious that the shear is two batei nirim? If you have one base near, you can't use your loom. No, you're going to buy a loom and there's a base near. You're going to return it because it doesn't function. And if I were to tell you, no, the shear is five batei nirim, you'd look at me, that's really strange. Why do you need five batei nirim? I can sew with two batei nirim. When it comes to batei nirim, I wouldn't say that the shear is hilchasa. There I would say that, you know what, it's part of the definition of the malacha in and of itself. That's how you weave, and that's what a loom is. It would be shocking to me if the shir would be three batei nirim. I wouldn't be shocked if the shir of borer was a koseves, but I'd be shocked if the shir of batei nirim is three or four or five when you don't need three or four or five in order to go in to engage in the malacha itself. What about, for example, when it comes to tofer? Shtei Tfiros. Ooh, Tosus already points out. Ayin Hei Amar Aleph. That makes a lot of sense. Because after all, you know, I want to sew a button on. And I go ahead and I make a single stitch. A single stitch. And I do nothing more. The button is not going to be affixed to the garment. If all you do is a single stitch, that's not at all a Malachas Chibur. Of course, in order to go ahead and to combine the two items, to sew them together, it makes perfect sense that you have to have shtei tefiros. Or if you're talking about oreg, you need two chutin. It makes sense because that's the definition of the malacha itself. Admittedly, there's one case where maybe it's not so simple. What's the shear of kosei? Shtei osios. Ooh. So I'll have to ask you the following. Why is the shir kosher shteyos? I would have thought that, you know, I understand that If all you do is one stitch, that's not called sewing. If you have one base near, that's not called sitting up a loop. You write a single letter, that's not called writing. That's not called writing. Yeah? Why is this shush deyosis? Is that part of the definition of malacha? Or is that a din shir? So I'll tell you the following. Maybe intuitively you would think that, you know what, that shteyosios is medin shir. But I'll tell you, not necessarily. Not necessarily. What's the source of kosei when it comes to malachas ha-mishkan? You know, there are two possibilities. So if you've seen, the Rashi and Dafayin Gimel, it's based on the crushing. It's based on the crushing. They would label the crushing. Because, you know, they would dismantle and they would reassemble the mishkan. And you know what? It was really important that the crushing were positioned always exactly the same. Exactly the same. Beis Yosef writes, a keresh, you know, that was surrounding the Kodesh HaKadoshim is more chashuv than a keresh that was not. No? So imagine, I'm going to put this keresh there, the keresh is going to start screaming that I belong here, I don't belong there. No. Beis Yosef writes a chiddush. That's what he thinks the minute of having an atara natalis is. Because he writes, part of the Kabbalah, that the tzitzis that you see that are in front of you have a more prominent position than the tzitzis that are behind you. So if there wouldn't be like an atara, so in such a case, you know, sometimes you're putting the bag on this way, that way, sometimes the front is the back is the front. It's only based on crushing. You want to make sure everything is aligned properly. An atara for talis tata, not to make sure. Front is front, back is back. Beis Yosef writes, make sure. Front is front, back is back. Certainly true when it comes to the krashim. But Rashi, that's the malacha. That's the malacha. Labeling the krashim. Avnenezer writes, Kuftzarites, the gonim have another source from lach of kosei. And that is that realize that on big day kuna, the shemos of the shvatim, or in the tzitz, kodesh lashem, the formation of words. Shade of God, the formation of words. And therefore that serves as the basis, a fascinating machlokas. Is the shir of kosev based on big dekuna? Is it based on labeling the krashim? I'll tell you an unbelievable chiddush of Magid Mishnah and the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes the following. A person who goes ahead and writes two different letters, Yischai V'Daraisa, Shteyosiyos. A person writes, for example, a shin and a shin. The Rambam writes, Yischai, for Shteyosiyos. You ready for this diuk of Magid Mishnah? Whoa. Let's say a person will write an aleph and an aleph. Magid Mishnah writes Potter. Butter. Whoa. Why? He says, because there are two models for kosei. One is labeling the krushin, which according to the Rambam means two different characters. You would put an aleph here and a beis here, and you would align them. Or it's big day kuna, where the formation of words. You're only chayiv if either you write two different letters, or the same letter that forms a word. But if you're going to repeat the same one that doesn't form a word, aleph, aleph, you're pata. You're pata. Oh, Magid Mishnah writes that mufurish in the Rambam. And you look back at the Rambam, it seems compelling. Or I'll tell you the following, unusual. I go ahead and I write an aleph on this side of the glass. And I go now in the quad and I write a beis on the other side of the glass. Guess what? I'm not chayiv. Because there's no way in the world you could take aleph and beis and you could put them next to each other. It's mechusa maisa de kreva. I wrote two letters. But no, you didn't really write two letters. You wrote one in one, and there's no possibility of combination. You know what you see from these halachas? Something striking. That you know what the malach of kosev is? The malach of kosev, according to Rashi, is labeling. According to the Gaonin, the malacha of kosev is the formation of words. Not just simply writing. So I'll ask you the following. What's the shir? So if the malacha is labeling, well, the shir is shteyosios. Because how do you make certain that this keresh is next to this keresh? You know, the answer is you label. And that's a further machlokas Rishon, Rashi and the Rambam. How do you label your sukkah boards? You can put an aleph on one and an aleph on another, or an aleph and a bays. The Rambam sheet is an aleph and bays. Two different characters. But one thing is clear. In order to label, you need shtei osios. In order to create a word, Lashon HaKodesh doesn't have a word, which is only one letter, only one character. The minimal amount of the creation of word or labeling is shtei osios. Oh, so I'm going to tell you now, when you understand the nature of the malacha, it's very reasonable why the Shir of Kosev is shtei osios. I would be shocked if the Shir of Kosev is osachas, because how can you label a krashim with osachas? It doesn't work. I'd be shocked if the Shir is only a single os, because you can't form a word with a single os. I'd also be shocked if the Shir was four osios, because you don't need four osios to create a word. You don't need four osios to label. In other words, if you understand the essence, the nature of the malacha, you understand what the Shir should be. You know what this is called? I'll use a phrase from the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yurches, Halacha Aleph. Shir Shemoil. Shir Shemoil. You know what I would call that? Utility. A utilitarian shir. The shir is a function of the essence of. When you understand what Kosev is, you know what the shir is. When you understand what a luma is, you know what the shir is going to be. When you understand what boder is, you know what the shir is going to be? Still up for grabs. The shir could be a kazayas, a kabayas, a kagrogas. That's helkasa. That's helkasa. That's alakha moshe misina. But not always. And I'll tell you the following chiddush. You know why in five cases the Mishnah presents the shir? Because there's something unusual about these five cases. Our Mishnah is not interested in telling you shiurim. Our Mishnah is interested in presenting you with the definition of the halacha. And these five shiurim are built into the definition of the halacha. This is inherent. This is intrinsic. This is not just simply shiur, which is a milsa afrit. Milsa afrit. So I'll tell you a stunning chiddush. You ready for this? Even if you hold that chatz yishir is asur min haTorah, the malach has to be complete. So if you're dealing with a shir, which is hilchasa, where the malach is complete, it's an act of borer, the quantity, that's when you could argue that even if there's a chisaron shir, chatz yishir is asur min haTorah. But if you're dealing with a case where the shir is part of the definition of the malacha, you know what that I would tell you? A chatzi shir is like an akir without a hanach. In those cases, a chatzi shir is a chatzi malach. Whoa. So that's Tosus, Tzorek Lefarish, Lama Pirish Kan, Batinirin, Tofer, Potseya, Ore, Kosei. In these five cases, that's the essence, the definition of the malach itself. And doing part is not doing the malacha. If a person writes a single letter, I would tell you, you know what? In Hilchos Shabbos terms, that's not called kosev. And therefore, that would not be an issur d'oraisa. Because the malacha is labeling. The malacha is the formation of the words in and of themselves. Wow. And if that really is true, maybe you understand very well. That tosus. That's why in these cases, the Mishnah tells you the shir. There's something unusual about these cases. I'll get back to Rashi, you know? Rashi tells me, Sugdafayadalit, you know what? The Pashur Shad. Borer, Papus Mikashir is in the Sadaraisa. Ofe, Papus Mikashir is in the Sadaraisa. Okay, I'm good, good. You know, those are part of the vast majority where the Mishnah does not mention the Shir. It's against Mefurish Tosefta, no? And Beis, the Dalit Beis. Where the Tosefta writes that, what do you mean? If you don't do the full shir, it's only Nisr, the Rabban. What are the two examples of the Tosefta? Oreg and Kosev. Oreg and Kosev. Whoa. Yeah, Oreg and Kosev are part of the five that the Mishnah mentions, the shir. In those cases,
a chatzi shir is like a chatzi malacha. And Rashi understood that's exactly the point. That Tosefta is not a kasha. That's the Rayim Ochachas. When a Tosefta wants to tell you that sometimes chatzi shir is nisad rabbanon, why does it pick on those particular cases? It's not a coincidence that those are cases where the shir is mentioned in the Mishnah, because there a chatzi shir is like a chatzi malacha. But those exceptions prove the rule that in every other standard case, chatzi shir is in a sederaisa. That's Rashi Shita. That's the Tosefta. You know, that could help as well with Hagos Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with all these shiurim. So you know what? So I asked Moshe Rabbeinu, can I take a look at the list of Hotzah? What is the shiur of Hotzah? So what do you think Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pull out? An infinite list? Every item in the world of Halakha Moshe Nisinai, what is the shiur? I think the answer would be two words. No? The Rambam, Birkas Aleph. Shir Shemoah. The shir is defined by the utility, whatever its purpose is. If this is something that is designated for Machal Parah, you know what the shir is? Kamalot Piyaparah. And if it's Gedi, it's Malot Piyavdi. That's a Hilkasah. That's exactly the shir HaMoel. That's true when it comes to Hotzah. You know, the Mishnah is not going to mention the shir of Hotzah because there are millions of shirim, because it's all based on utility. Whether you cross the line by carrying that amount all depends on the object that you carry. If it functions, if there's utility, that is called a shir HaMoel. I'll tell you a suggestion, according to Gos HaShri, but no doubt this is a great fiddish. Is that always true? What about when it comes to Machalad? What's the shir of Tochein? What's the shir of Borer? Well, Hilchasa, no? The shir is a Kagrogress. That's true whenever it comes to the shiri ochel of Malach HaShabbos. Oh, that I will tell you is there in Hilchasa. The shir of Borer, the shir of Tochein. So an interesting possibility in the Hagos HaShri, no? That the shir of Machal Adam for Hotzah is part of the Hilchasa of the shir of Kagrogress when it comes to all Dinei Shabbos. And that's not really like Melo Pi HaParah. Melo Pi HaParah is not the Hilchasa of Shiurim, Erev and Daf Dalet. But Kagrogress on Shabbos, of course, is. That's the shir of Tochein and the shir of Borer and the shir of Hotzah when it comes to Machal Adam. So if that really is true, that Hagos HaShri is like unbelievably meduyak, you know? The Mishnah lists shir after shir after shir after shir, and the Gosar tells him, oh, by the way, Pachos Mika Grogers is in this Adarai Sil Chatzi Shir. Well, of course, that's true of every case. No, it's not true of every case in the Mishnah. All the other cases that the Mishnah mentions, that's a shir hamoil. So carrying food for a para which will not satisfy the para, that's not a shir hamoil. But is there any case of Otso where I can argue Pilchasa? Yeah, because Kagrogis is the Hilchasa of Malacha Shabbos B'chol HaTorah Kula. Every Malacha. That's true of Hotzah as well. So maybe that's an incredible deal then, that Hagos HaShri. That maybe it's not true of every single case. But in this one, yes. Well. And I remember discussing this with Rav Asher Weiss. We're discussing the following issue. What is the shear of Achila on Yom Kippur? Mishnah Lechayim Gimel, a Koseves. Why is the shear a Koseves? Why isn't it like a Kazayas? So that's a Gemara Yom Adaf Ayin Tes. You know why? Because, wait, on Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say you can't eat. There's no Pasuk that says don't eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah tells us the following. Kol ha'shelo se'une be'etzam yom hazeh v'nisem es nafsho seichem. You have to afflict yourself. So, what's the opposite of affliction? Ooh, yisurei das. The Gemara says the following. What is the shir of Yusuf Hidas? How much does a person have to go ahead and eat in order to be revitalized, in order to break the inui of fasting? The Gemara says that kim rabbanan dafka miyasadata. So the shir of Yom Kippur is the shir of Yusuf Hidas. Yusuf Hidas. Ooh, so that's what we were discussing. But the whole sugya of Chatzi Shir is humadaf ayin gimel beis ayin dalav aleph achil on Yom Kippur. Achil on Yom Kippur. If you eat the smallest amount on Yom Kippur, you violate the Nisra of Chatzi Shir asen haTorah. You know, maybe according to all of this logic, one could have argued, whoa, you know, if I eat a Chatzi Zayis of Nevela or Chelev, Chatzi Shir is aser. But maybe one could argue that the shir of a kosevis on Yom Kippur is a shir hamoil. It's a utilitarian shir. Maybe it's not hilchosa. But yet that is the case in the Gemara of chatzi shir asem haTorah. So it's an important like ha'ara that the Gemara does apply this of chatzi shir to achila on Yom Kippur. Even though maybe one would have argued that, what do you mean? You're not allowed to satiate yourself, to revitalize yourself, and if you take one bite, that is not accomplished. Maybe would have argued in terms of our world that that's like an akira without hanacha, not just simply a shir which is considered to be tilchasa. But I'll tell you a secret. Even though the Gemara says that's true, that's why the shir is a larger one, it's not just a kazayis, Rashi is explicit, Beis Adav Zayin Modeis, that the shir of Koseves and Yom Kippur is a halacha Moshe Nisim. A furish nash. Ain't nothing on me that you'll ask me, like, why? Why is it different? So why it's different is because of Yusuf Hidas. But at the end of the day, Rashi writes that it wasn't just Nevacham experimenting to see what is a shir hamoel. Rashi is explicit that this is hilchos. And maybe indeed if that's the case, then understand that why that should be an instance of chatzi shir. Right? If the integrity of the malach is provided. I'll tell you a fascinating safek in Chazon Ish, and when you understand this background, the safek, jumps out at you. Chatzi shir, let's say when it comes to bishop. What would a classic example of chatzi shir be when it comes to bishul, when it comes to afiyah? So I go ahead and I cook a food item. But you know what? That food item is pachos mikashir. So the cooking is complete. It went from raw to cooked. But the cheftza, the object, is sufficiently small. And therefore, you know what? Chatzi shir, okay, that's good. That's an example of when the Gemara screams, no? And I'll find out. Bechim, what to lapos pachos mikashir? It means he did afiyah. But the thing that you baked was tiny. That's chatzi shir. Let me ask you the following. I take, let's say, a liquid or a solid. I go ahead and I put it in the oven. And it was room temperature. It was 70 degrees. Now it's 80 degrees, 90 degrees, 100 degrees. I pull it up. Is that an Isra of Chatzi Shir? That's an Isra of Chatzi Shir. That's Mufurish in the Gemara. That's not called Chatzi Shir. To kick something up from 70 to 80 to 90, during Shabbos, not men, that's not called Chatzi Shir. You know, 70, 80, 90, the Bishul really hasn't begun yet. I'll give you, for example, this indicator. Chazanish and Simen Lamed Zayin. You've heard of like Machov and Drusai? Right? Your Chayiv on Shabbos is something cooks. Right? Not fully, but if it reaches a threshold of Machov and Drusai, Rashi, the Rambam, a half a third of typical Bishul Kol Tzarko. How do you assess a half a third? So I'll tell you what the Chazon Ish writes. Time. Right? To go ahead and to cook this roast takes 3 hours. So a half of that, or a third of that, is an hour and a half. Okay. That's the Chazon Ish. That's how to assess a half and a third. Time. full cooking 3 hours, and a fraction. For the chazanish there in Sim Lamed Zayin just makes one ha'ar. The clock doesn't start ticking until it reaches Yad Soledes. Let's assume, for example, I stick it in the oven, rough piece of meat, and it's going to take 20 minutes until it reaches the temperature of Yad Soledes. Those 20 minutes are irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Because until it reaches Yad Soledes, the bishul process hasn't even begun. Because bishul only begins when you reach Yad Soledes. So for example, going from 70 to 80 to 90, that's not even part of the calculation. In other words, that's not bishul at all. Oh, so that's why the Gemara Shabbos Daf Men. If you kick something up from 70 to 80 to 90 to 100, you know what? Maybe you'll violate certainly Surrey Dravana, or how did you put it in there? And you're entitled to do that, but that's not called Katsishi. But a suffix and a chazanish. And this kind of like, you know. I go ahead, and let's say I put a salad in an oven on Shabbos, and it reaches the Atzalezah. The piece of meat is 200 degrees. But I take it out before it is Kamacho Bendrasai. That's a suffix in the chazanish. Is that called a chatzi shi or is that called a chatzi malacha? No, that you understand like where that's coming from, no? You know, one suffix, you can have all this lambdas. Is it that, yes, that's bishul, but it's insufficient bishul? In which case, maybe that's called a chatzi shi? Or do I argue that anything less than malacha v'nursa is wrong? It's wrong. So that would be called a chatzi malacha. That would not be called a chatzi shi. That the chazanish leaves is a tzarechim. A person goes ahead and puts a food item in an oven and takes it out after he just has so let us go before he reaches mouth of Adrasai. Is that an instant of chazishim? Let's see, according to Rashi, would that be an isser daraisa? V'chim utalafos, pachos mikashim? Or would that only be at most an isser drabanim? But you see where right, that lumdus, the difference between different shiurei Shabbos, and shiurim that are v'chola Torah kumim. You know, I mentioned quickly one case. Ooh. A person who's Mavar Daramas Lashusarabi. And he said, nice. How do you know that's true? Mavar Daramas Lashusarabi? How do you know that's the case? The Bar Shabbos, that's a Yizayim. Halakha Moshe Nisina. Mavar Daramas Lashusarabi. Let's say, for example, a person carries something in Lashusarabi, two Amos. Two amos. I pick something up. Two amos, I put it down. That's not an iser daraisa according to Rashi of Chatzishim. That's not an iser of Chatzishim. That's mafurish in the Gemara, Kufna and Gimel. That would not be an iser daraisa. Why exactly is that true? I understand an akir without an anacha. Yeah, that's not a Chatzishim, that's a Chatzim malacha. I guess you have to assume that two amos also is a chatzi malacha, it's not a chatzi shir. And therefore that would not be an issa daraisa at all. Why exactly is that true? That's a ha'ar of shagasari in Yuman daf ayin dalet. Gvura sari, shagasari raises this kasha. Why isn't two out of four amos an issa of chatzi shir? Shagazai writes all the following. You know what? Because one of the reasons Chatzi Shizasa is because Chazi Sarufe. Well, I pick it up some, I go to Amos and I put it down. Chazi Sarufe. I pick it up again, I go two more Amos. That's not called Dar Amos. And even if I pick it up, having in mind that I'm only going to go two Amos, and I do four Amos, but the Kiru is not done, the Shem Dar Amos, you're not going to be Chai from Avar Damos for Shusrabi. So he writes, it's not really Chazi Sarufe. Oh, but I'll tell you another possible answer. Another possible answer. The Ran, in our city, Laman Aleph in that area. The Ran is bothered by the following. Ma'avar Damas Pashus HaRabim, Kare, Ski, Lachatos. Is that mentioned in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah mentions the Malach of Hotzah. But the Malach of Hotzah is Motzi Rishus Rishus. Motzi Rishus Rishus. Hotzah, Rosh Hashayachid, out Rosh Hashayachid. Hachnasa, the opposite.
So why is it that our Mishnah doesn't include Mavir Damas Rishus HaRabim? Mavir Damas Rishus HaRabim does not sound like Bimotzim Rishus Rishus. So you know what the Ran writes, something stunning. You know what? It really is. It really is. You know what? Because, you know, there's such a thing of a Kinyan Damas. You know what the assumption like a Kinyan Damas is? The Ran writes that the Dal Amos that you occupy is your Rishus. If something is in close proximity to you, it's as though it has entered your Rishus. And the Ran writes like this Lumbus, wow, that therefore, if you pick up something and you transport it beyond Dal Amos, it's like you're going to Rishus or Rishus. The Rishus of Rabin is not seamless, but the Rishus of Adam was kind of broken up into quadrants. When you pick up something, this is your Dal Amos, and when you go beyond that line, it's a form of Motz Rishus Rishus. And therefore, the Ran writes, the beautiful term in our Mishnah of Motz Rishus Rishus can include Hotza, obviously. It can include Hachnasa. It can even include Mavir Damas Rishus HaRabim. Because the lumdus of Mavir Rishus HaRabim is that's just a form of being motzi, Rishus HaRishus. Wow. In a word, just if you take a look in Reb Chaim, Perek Yud of Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Reb Chaim has two different types of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So in a word, not for now, but just in a word, that means that this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is an expansion. It's not a new hilchos, but it's an expansion of. This Rav Hotzah is Mefurish Bakra, Motzim Rishus Rishus. Lach Moshe Nisina tells me that Mavra Damas Rishus Rabin is a form of the Motzim Rishus Rishus. Because this is your Rishus. And if you're going to cross that line, you're going to form Rishus to another. Ooh, you know how I tell you that's very helpful? Because if that's the lumdus of Dal Amos, if a person picks up something and moves it to Amos, it is still contained within the initial Rishus. That's not called Motzim Rishus to Rishus. In other words, that Dalet Amos and Pachosli Dalet Amos in this case is not going to be a Chatzi Shir. It's not going to be a Chatzi Shir. The Malacha was done, all that you're missing is a Shir. No, the Malacha is Motzim Rishus to Rishus. And if the object is still contained in that confined area, it's not called in any shape or form Motzim Rishus to Rishus. See, even if Rashi were to maintain that Mavir Damas Rishus HaRabim, of course, is the Isser, and Chatzi Shir is an Isser Daraisa, but Pachos Pachos Midal Ramos certainly would not be an Isser of Chatzi Shir. That's like an Akira without a Hanacha. Oh, the Sugya Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. That, in that case, that certainly is not considered to be an Isser Daraisa. It opens up a fascinating word to understand Shir and Torah. This is relevant not only to Daniel Shabbos, but beyond, any time you have a shir. To what extent is the shir pure hilchos? To what extent is the shir considered to be rooted in understanding the hagdara sinisim, in our case, the hagdara samalacha, and the possibility that there are different moving parts in Daniel Shabbos? And in five cases, the shir is a shir hamoil. And perhaps that's the teres, the tosus of kasha, tzarek lefarish. Why? In 34 not? In 5 yes? Because in these 5, the Mishnah is telling you something stunning. That here, the shir is not just tilchasa, but rather the shir is built into the definition of the malacha. It's so appropriate that if the Mishnah presents the malacha, in these cases it will present the shir. Oh, in the sheet of Rashi, that even though chatzi shir typically is an issa daraisa, in these 5 cases, that certainly would not be the instance. As you find before, in Tosefta, that Kosev Asachat, or Ichut Echad, Eino El Mishum Shus. Thank you.